the dialect of Little Bentley in Essex, Mr. W. Dunton, a native and a farm labourer, aged 70, recorded by Michael Barry in October 1959.
We used to live in the village and very rarely we went out. There was no trams, buses, bicycles, motor cars or anything those days, and only stony roads. It was just a horse track up the middle and the wheel tracks either side, up the ankles of dust all summer and up the ankles of mud all winter. Very often we used to go over in the field and go down to the field because it was cleaner. And we used to stop in the village and make our own amusements, go around tormenting somebody, knock on the door and run away. And stand and talk to the people in the pub, and I'd draw up there with a donkey and cart. You'd take a donkey out and put the shafts of the cart through the rails and put the donkey back in again. And when the old man come out, the good driver away, he got in the cart, he's more or less drunk. He'd sit there and shout and swear. And we used to stand and laugh at him. And he torment the old fella there with a... He used to keep a donkey and cart, and he had a shed there. We used to pinch his key and get in the shed and sort of make a mess of things, you know, boy-like. Oh, one time he locked the shed and he set a trap inside the door where he used to put the key through the hole. Well, to be mischievous, you know, we put a great lump of muck there. So when he stuck his hand through the hole to get his key, he stuck his hand in the muck. Because he didn't know who'd done it. He might have had a good idea, but that was some of our tricks. We often used to do that.
He didn't put the trap back after that, did he?
No, he didn't put the trap back no more. But he used to travel to the pub backs and forwards pretty regular, and then the more of that, he got a little chaff knife in there. He used to go around the fences and ditches and gather up grass and put through this chaff knife and cut it up in the jar and take it into Colston Market, two or three little bags at a time. And I say we used to get his living by that, or do an odd job at deal. I've seen him sometimes when he's had a load of muck to cart onto the allotment field. He's helped the donkey along, pulling on the shaft. And once I see him when he's bet a point that he couldn't pull the load of muck, he took the donkey out and he pulled the load of muck. He tied the donkey behind and pulled the load of muck himself. Mm-hmm. He's a big, strong old man. He done that all on his own. Mm. If we encouraged him to do it, we bet him he couldn't do it. And he did. He done it all right. He got it there. Mm. We let his pigs out, or let his donkey out and lead his donkey up the road, or take his dog out and tie it to a tree up the road, or anything like that. We used to play all sorts of tricks with him. Well, the best of it was, when he was a young man, somebody was talking to him once, and he said, I wish every hair on my head had come off. And that did. He was just absolutely bald. There wasn't a hair on his head. So he got his wish fulfilled. Well, there was a lot of different people about there at that time of day. I hardly ever... I'll tell you one little tale about an old man. A farmer went to him and he said, what are you up to, Mutt? He said, nothing, sir. He said, what's Dalton doing on it? He said, helping on me. That was a couple of odd hands. He used to have him there to help him do an odd job or two. He got pent up, you know. Mm. And another time he found him up a tree. I was out of pigeon's nest, you know, wood pigeons. And he said, what are you doing up there, Dalton? He said, I only have a drop of water, sir.
Water up a tree.
Yeah. Well, as far as I can see, about times now, they're a lot easier for farm workers. When we used to do the job, we used to have manhandle everything, from harvest till harvest around again. We always used to have to fill all the beets by hand.